Good Tuesday morning, beloved. I trust that everybody is keeping warm on this wintry Texas morning. But here we are. We can all stay nice and warm as we gather together and read God's Word. Today we're in Micah chapter 7. And this, the concluding chapter of the book of Micah, begins with a song of lament spoken by the prophet, but ends with the prophet expressing trust in God and foreseeing a time when Jerusalem will be rebuilt. God is praised for being merciful and forgiving. And God's saving words for us this week are justice and peace. So let's begin reading Micah chapter 7, beginning at verse 1. It's hopeless. I am like a hungry person who finds no fruit left on the trees and no grapes on the vines. All the grapes and all the tasty figs have been picked. There is not an honest person left in the land, no one loyal to God. Everyone is waiting for a chance to commit murder, and everyone hunts down their own people. They are all experts at doing evil. Officials and judges ask for bribes. The influential people tell them what they want, and so they scheme together. Even the best and the most honest of them are as worthless as weeds. The day has come when God will punish the people, as he warned them through their watchmen, the prophets. Now they are in confusion. Don't believe your neighbor or trust your friend. Be careful what you say, even to your husband or wife. In these times, sons treat their fathers like fools. Daughters oppose their mothers, and young women quarrel with their mother-in-laws. Your enemies are the members of your own family. But I will watch for the Lord. I will wait confidently for God, who will save me. My God will hear me. Our enemies have no reason to gloat over us. We have fallen, but we will rise again. We are in darkness now, but the Lord will give us light. We have sinned against the Lord, so now we must endure his anger for a while. But in the end, he will defend us and right the wrongs that have been done to us. He will bring us out to the light. We will live to see him save us. Then our enemies will see this and be disgraced. The same enemies who taunted us by asking, "Where is the Lord your God?" We will see them defeated, trampled down like mud in the streets. People of Jerusalem, the time to rebuild the city walls is coming. At that time, your territory will be enlarged. Your people will return to you from everywhere, from Assyria in the east, from Egypt in the south, and from the region of the Euphrates River, from distant seas and far-off mountains. But the earth will become a desert because of the wickedness of those who live on it. Be shepherds to your people, Lord, the people you have chosen. Although they live in the wilderness, there is fertile land around them. Let them go and feed in rich pastures of Bashan and Gilead as they did long ago. Work miracles for us, Lord, as you did in the days when you brought us out of Egypt. The nations will see this and be frustrated in spite of all their strength. In dismay, they will close their mouths and cover their ears. They will crawl in the dust like snakes. They will come from their fortresses trembling and afraid. They will turn in fear to the Lord our God. There is no other God like you. O Lord, you forgave the sins of your people who have survived. You do not stay angry forever, but you take pleasure in showing us your constant love. You will be merciful to us once again. You will trample our sins underfoot and send them to the bottom of the seal. You will show your faithfulness and constant love to your people, the descendants of Abraham and of Jacob, as you promised our ancestors long ago. And today's key verse is Micah chapter 7, verse 7, where the prophet writes, "For I will watch for the Lord. I will wait confidently for God, who will save me. My God will hear me." And, of course, as we have been studying in our Wednesday night services, we have seen how Israel constantly sinned, And because of their sin, God had to take them out of their land for so very many years to make things right with their sins, because God has to. God is a righteous God. He's a holy God, and he has to address sin, and that's what he did with Israel. The sins were taken care of. They were dealt with, and then we saw people like Daniel and those who prophesied the fact that the people would return to their land. And they did some 300, 400 years before the birth of Jesus. The call went out and the people of Israel returned to their land. And they are wonderfully, wonderfully blessed. But that is only the immediate fulfillment of this prophecy, because we know that sometime in the future, Israel will arise as God elevates it to the level of supremacy among the nations, and Israel will be the center, literally, of the world. And we call that time, the time which is to come, the millennial reign of Christ. Let's pray. Almighty God, when you see the forces of evil at work, I too feel hopeless. Remind me, O God, that you are in control. O Lord God, there is no other God like you. You are faithful and merciful and forgiving, and you show constant love to your people. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end. Join me tomorrow, beloved, when we will be in Isaiah. We finished up here with Micah, and we're going to be over in the third chapter of Isaiah, where we're going to read about judgment on Jerusalem, and Judah is pronounced. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you and your family. God bless.